Dell is acquiring EMC. The PC giant is reportedly buying the corporate software storage and security company for $67 billion, with a B, dollars, making this by far the biggest tech acquisition ever. By comparison, the second biggest tech buy was Facebook's acquisition of WhatsApp for $19 billion, so the Dell EMC deal is about 3.5 times bigger than the second biggest tech deal ever. Andrew Nuska is a senior editor for Fortune and joins us now. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, I'm confused about this whole thing, and maybe you can help me out. Isn't Dell a much smaller company than EMC? And why isn't EMC buying Dell? And how does this whole thing work? And where's Dell even getting the money? How does this even work?
All right, we're going to have to take these one by one because that's a lot of questions. So Dell being small, large, Dell's a lot bigger company than you'd think. They've just been flying under the radar because they're private. But you're right, EMC is a huge company, a huge market cap, but a lot of that value is stored in one of its subsidiaries, VMware. And so that's kind of how it's doing. Dell has a ton of cash on hand. It also is got Silver Lake Partners supporting it. And so, you know, it's pulling a lot of financial tricks to make this happen.
So, okay, EMC is public, right? And Dell is
correct.
Private. So how does this work? How does a private company buy a public company? What happens next?
Well, first you need a lot of money. No, I mean, in truth, if you can make it financially happen, you can make it happen. And so this is really an acquisition, right? That's how they're able to do it. Michael Dell is making it very clear that the same strategy that he did with Dell a few years ago, taking it private, giving it strategic independence, is what they want to do with the combined entity. And so it's unusual for sure, but it is possible.
Now, HP CEO Meg Whitman this morning sent an email to employees in which she implied that Dell was being run by a bunch of idiots. Basically, she said, quote, to pay back the interest on the $50 billion of debt that the new combined company will have on their balance sheet, Dell will need to pay roughly $2.5 billion a year in interest alone. That's $2.5 billion they'll allocate away from R&D and other business critical activities, which will keep them from better serving their customers. Now, obviously, she's there to rally the troops and that sort of thing. But does she have a good point? Is the interest on this going to be crippling for the new company, do you think?
I don't think it's going to be crippling. It looks like the money, you know, the cash flow is in the right place. But I think she's got a point, and I must say that those two companies have been sniping at each other for a couple years now. I mean, we mustn't forget that they're direct competitors, and as HP itself splits, they've exhibited a difference in strategic direction, right? HP believes that by splitting up, it can dominate better. EMC has taken the absolute opposite view on that a roll-up would be more effective in this market. And so it's been pretty funny to watch them go at each other. It's very much like watching Eagles and Cowboys fans during a football game.
Andrew, do you think what would Michael Dell say if he were lurking on that thread?
on the Meg Whitman thread?
Yeah, how would he answer that? What would he say?
Oh God, I mean, if you could somehow type an emoji that would roll your eyes, I'm sure he would do that. I mean, you know, HP has you know, its own troubles. I mean, a lot of people are wondering if either one of its respective companies, you know, HP Enterprise, the business software focused one, and then of course HP Inc., the kind of laptops and printer side, if either one of those has more value in them separately, I mean, both companies are facing duress. The HP Inc. side is facing declining business, and then Enterprise hasn't really taken off. So, you know, he'd say, put your money where your mouth is.
Now, interestingly, an article written 4 years ago by another Fortune writer said that the then Dell CEO Kevin Rollins wanted to buy EMC in 2002, so many years ago, for about 1/5 the price that they're paying today. And Michael Dell personally blocked those efforts. If that's all true, and it's on Fortune, so it must be true. Did they blow it? Was this a colossal error to not buy EMC back then?
Well, I don't think so, because the circumstances were so different. I mean, you mentioned the price. Remember, we're talking about 2002 here, different time, different economic climate.
It was a crazy time.
It was an absolutely crazy time. And then on top of that, you've got just a difference in strategy. And I think Dell at the time, I don't think that would have been a problem then.